I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. We wanted you to name a town in Western Poland for our geo quiz today. It was the site of a Nazi prison camp during World War II, the one featured in the movie The Great Escape. Military historian Howard Tuck has written about the camp and its survivors. Howard Tuck, I want to ask you, where are you right now?
I'm situated actually in the grounds of Stalag III at Żagań in Poland. It's the original site of the former prisoner of war camp for both the British Royal Air Force and, of course, the United States Army Air Force during the Second World War.
And Żagań, Poland is, of course, the answer to our geo quiz today as well. And I'm wondering, what is going on there today? How is it that I happen to be speaking with you while you're in Poland?
Well, I'm here heading up a team of Royal Air Force personnel, and we are rebuilding an original barrack block 104, Hut 104, that was the barracks from which the Great Escape left from on the night of the 24th of March, 1944. We have launched a project to raise what amounts to well over $100,000 to rebuild this hut in memory of those men who were captured and murdered by the Gestapo after the Great Escape. So that's why I'm here. We're building the hut in the bright sunshine.
And we should note the passing of two veterans who were prisoners of war in that camp, both of whom played a role in that famous escape. One was Jimmy James, who died earlier this year, and now Eric Dowling has died at the age of 92. Can you, Howard, tell us a little bit about what these men went through in the camp and for the escape?
Well, both in the case of Jimmy James, Jimmy was a prolific escaper who almost immediately after being captured by the Germans in 1940, being shot down over Holland, was taken to a Stalag Luft camp, Stalag Luft 1. And as soon as he arrived in the camp, he began his digging exploits to escape Nazi captivity. 13 tunnels later, he found himself in Stalag Luft 3 at Żagań, where I am now, and he took part in the Great Escape by helping to dig the tunnel and helping to disperse the sand, and he was a very major player in those efforts. But it's important to remember that apart from the two gentlemen you mentioned, one of which got away and the other who didn't get away, there were over 600 personnel, Royal Air Force personnel, Canadian Air Force, Australian Air Force, New Zealanders, Norwegians, Belgians, etc., involved in this escape, forging documents, etc., etc. Life in the camp, compared to other camps, wasn't that bad. The Germans tried to create a camp that was the model camp for prisoners, where they had a theater and some sports facilities. And whilst the rations or the calories were very low, life there wasn't too bad if you wanted to sit out the war. But of course, a good number of them didn't want to sit out the war and wanted to escape to continue the war.
How is this history viewed in Poland? And I'm also wondering if any locals helped in the escape in any way.
Well, of course, this part of what's now Poland was Germany. After the end of the Second World War, the province or district of Silesia, which Żagań used to be in, was handed over to Poland in the peace settlement, in reparations, if you like. So Żagań as a town was squarely German, and it was inhabited by Germans. So the escapers from the local population who were German, not Polish, received very little or absolutely no help at all. It's very obviously difficult to ascertain that, but I would say no help at all. The current Polish population, who are now inhabiting the town as it's part of Poland, greet us with open arms. They're incredibly hospitable. The Polish nation is a very proud nation. It fought heroically alongside the British and Americans in the Second World War, and of course is still with us today, serving alongside our two countries in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they are incredibly proud of the history. And it's worth noting that on the Great Escape itself, there were several Polish officers who were also shot, murdered by the Gestapo. So the efforts that the Royal Air Force and the Polish Air Force are going to today are very much appreciated by the town, and we are welcomed as if we are from the town itself.
And just speaking of Eric Dowling, who just died recently at the age of 92, I was reading that he wasn't a big fan of the movie The Great Escape. He didn't think that it portrayed what actually happened very accurately.
The Great Escape movie has always caused controversy. The first thing that I think most of the great escapers themselves would say is it portrays largely that Steve McQueen, it seems, not only was instrumental in the Great Escape, but it was pretty much an American effort. In fact, it wasn't. There were no Americans that escaped on the Great Escape at all. And in fact, apart from the early days of the escape project. There weren't Americans involved in the Great Escape at all. This is something I've often had to confront when I've been working in America, but it's no detriment, of course, to the American Air Force that were there, who also escaped from different tunnels. But no, there wasn't a direct American escaping on the Great Escape itself. They are irritated, I think, by the fact that it, as with often the case with Hollywood movies, they tend to glamorize it rather. And there was factual mistakes running through the film. On saying that, I think the early part of the film, and many of the veterans would agree, is very accurate. It does portray the conditions in the camp fairly well, certainly when it comes to things such as the forgers and the people who were trying to come up with the uniforms for the men to escape. So I think you'll find most veterans in the war have very little good to say about most modern movies, but certainly I think the film portrays some of the events quite accurately, but there was no motorbike, there certainly was no Steve McQueen, and unfortunately, it wasn't as glamorous as the film sometimes suggests it was.
There were three tunnels, weren't there, that they dug?
There were three tunnels for the Great Escape Project. There was Tom, Dick and Harry. Harry was the tunnel that was eventually used for the escape on the night of 24th of March, 44. Tom was discovered by the Germans before that, and so therefore the Kriegers, as they were known in the camp, intensified their efforts on Tunnel Harry. Interestingly enough, though, apart from the Great Escape, when the camp was finally liberated by the Red Army and a report was handed in by them at the end of the war, they claimed to have discovered well over 100 separate tunnels of all different lengths and design, actually from the compound itself. So it represented more some Dutch cheese rather than or Swiss cheese than anything else, really.
Were all those tunnels part of this plan, or were there others in the camp who were also planning escapes their own and they had dug their own tunnels?
Well, initially that was the case. They weren't part of the Great Escape. There was only the three. And the gentleman who was instrumental in coordinating it all was this RAF squadron leader called Roger Bushell. He was known as Big X in the camp. And when he came into Stalag Luft 3, he really coordinated all the escape efforts and made it more of a professional affair than it had been before. Up until Roger Bushell's arrival at Stalag Luft 3, escaping had been somewhat of a sport, taken seriously, of course, but nevertheless, it wasn't coordinated. And when he came into the camp, he more or less closed down all other escape attempts and focused the minds of all those escapers on the three tunnels, Tom, Dick and Harry.
Do any of those tunnels still exist? Can you climb through them?
You can't climb through them at the moment. We do know that they have been there. There was a project team some years ago that reopened Tom and found the remnants of Tom and some materials from the wartime years still left in the tunnel. But no, it's on sandy soil. They have collapsed, although we think there may be bits of Harry, the original tunnel, there. But that's another project we're looking into doing, possibly excavating part of Harry in the future.
Well, Howard Tuck, I know you have studied this bit of history for quite a long time, and you're standing there now in Zagan, Poland. I'm wondering what, as you look around, what's the most vivid impression you get?
Right at this very moment, the vivid impression I get is I see today's Royal Air Force, young men and women from across the British Air Force, working to reconstruct a hut in memory of those men who paid the ultimate price. Not only the 50 who died being murdered by the Gestapo, but all of those prisoners of war, whatever the nation, who died in captivity, trying really to fight for freedom. And when I see today's RAF personnel working on a hut and giving their time and sweating in the hot sun, it makes me incredibly proud to see the link between the wartime years and today. And we have with us some World War II veterans. And we're going to have a big opening ceremony on the 16th of August, and there'll be a flypast by Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets to open the hut. And we'll be here with our Polish friends, Australians, Canadians, New Zealanders, et cetera, coming to remember. So immense amount of pride and satisfaction when it'll all be completed. It's been a long road, but we're almost there.
Well, thank you. Good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure.
Military historian Howard Tuck speaking to us from Zagan, Poland, the answer to our geo quiz today.